Dear friends of the Bellworth Park Catholic Community, it's Father Scott with another reflection. Have you noticed that my reflections try to deal with practical life experiences, the joys and the sorrows, the hopes and the fears? Let me tell you, last month, I had Mass at St. John Newman on a Saturday. It happened to be the memorial of the Passion of St. John the Baptist. And I said to the people at church, when I think of St. John the Baptist, I think of two words, strength and courage. He had the strength to challenge people. They didn't always like his challenges, but he had the strength to do that and to do that consistently. And then, when somebody like Herod or Herodias, who was his brother's wife and he took her, when he challenges that whole situation, she's looking for a way to get him. And I'm sure you know the story. Her daughter does a dance for Herod. He and his drunken stupid promised her stuff he should have never promised her, anything in my kingdom. She asks her mother, what should I ask for? Get the head of the John the Baptist on a platter. And he gives into her. And John the Baptist, so not only strength, but he had courage to die for his convictions. So strength and courage. Having said that to you, I'm going to share you an interesting contrast in the use of those two words, strength and courage, okay? I don't know who wrote this. Here we go. I'm going to go through it a little bit slowly, so, and of course you can listen to it over if you're something you want to go back and think about. It takes strength to be firm. It takes courage to be gentle. It takes strength to stand guard. It takes courage to let your guard down. It takes strength to conquer. It takes courage to surrender. It takes strength to be certain. It takes courage to have doubt. It takes strength to fit in. It takes courage to stand out. It takes strength to fit in. I said that already. And it takes courage to stand out. It takes strength to feel a friend's pain. It takes courage to feel your own pain. It takes strength to hide feelings. It takes courage to show them. It takes strength to endure abuse. It takes courage to stop it. It takes strength to stand alone. It takes courage to lean on another. It takes strength to love. It takes courage to be loved. And finally, it takes strength to survive. It takes courage to live. Did you like that? Did any of them speak to you? You know, I'm going to point out the ones that really have been speaking to me lately. It has to do about the times in which we live. You know, for the last decade or so, religious people have been moved to the periphery. We've been told, okay, practice your religion, but do it in private. Don't you really try to get involved in the public discussion with your religious beliefs. That's just going to continue as the society becomes more and more and more secular. Because the people running the secular part of society do not believe there's any absolute truths. So the Catholic Church who believes in absolute truths are really going to become public enemy number one. And so we're going to need strength and courage. So the ones that really spoke to me right now were the ones that were... It takes strength to stand alone. It takes strength to stand out. It takes strength to endure abuse. It takes courage to stop it. So I'm hoping this coming week you'll have both the blend of strength and courage in your life. Because if I'm to guess right, those two things are going to be challenged. And I pray that God will bless you as you deal with that.